We're continuing it Sunday night. We're continuing with the Mishnah Berurah here. We're going to start with Sifkat and Gimel in the Mishnah Berurah on Sif Aleph. Sifkat and Gimel Tchila to prepare first. The Balkari has to prepare first. Umitzum and Amuvchar. Shagam Ha'ola Yisadar Tchila Beinola Beinatzmo. Because he's supposed to lane together with the Balkari. So you'll say we can't do it because we don't know we're getting an Aliyah. But so he says, I don't know the Aitzah for that.
The
Aitzah is
the next line.
Yeah, so the Aitzah, but he says it's Yoitzah. Mishnayim Mikra Shekhar Barab Shabbos Yoitzah, Kinech Shem Chesh Ben HaSidr. HaSidur. The Shartziyun in Beis says it first. Baal King Toiv Shabbar of Shabbos, you should do Shnayim Mikra Vechet Shabbos, maybe you'll get an Aliyah tomorrow. So this is a reason to do Shnayim Mikra Vechet Targum on Erev Shabbos, because you might get an Aliyah. Now the Pshat in the Lechatchila is because even though you're not laning out loud, but you have to lane mitoch haksav, at least Lechatchila. And if you're not prepared, you'll botch up the words. You can't always... I don't know what people do when they get aliyahs, and I don't want to know. But if most people repeat after the chazan, that's very, very b'di'evet. They're supposed to read it with the chazan. And that's why you're supposed to prepare before they read, because if you don't prepare, you'll for sure botch up the words. There's no question about it. Even with preparing twice, if you're not familiar with Chumash, then preparing twice won't do the trick either. But, you know, he's talking about someone that presumably is familiar with Chumash, and therefore if you prepare twice, it's enough. I'll upon him, but... So he's saying a very important thing. He's saying, L'chatchila, even if we have the Balkari system, everybody's supposed to prepare in anticipation of an Aliyah. So you can do it with Shnayim Mikra Vechet Targum. Whereas Rabbi Greenspan said, he only has to prepare Shlishi, that's all. He doesn't have to prepare anything else. I'm Takaloki, right? If I only have to prepare Levi. Right? And Master.
Shnayim Mikra Vechet Targum Shekhar Be'er Shabbos. Is that going only on the Oile, or is that going also on the Kodesh? That line in the Mishnah Berurah.
The Achronim allow Shnayim Mikra Vechet Targum for everybody. Even though for the Lashon HaMishnah Berurah, you're right, it's mashma that it's a kula that he only allows for the Ole who's not really reading for the Tzibur. But the Achronim allow it for the Balkari also. Now, I want to read you from the Shari Ephraim, like the book, the Sefer Hanuchos Kriyas HaTorah. From this halacha, it's like a strong tochacha to Balkari Kavua that he has to prepare and he has to come to shul. Because if he doesn't come to shul, they're messed up and they don't have someone that knows how to lane. We've all been in situations like the Balkari overslept and didn't show up. At least I have, because I've done it in the Sikhi Minyana. So Balkari doesn't show up. It doesn't happen often, but it happens. And then you have to get someone up there, and they unterlane him, and it's not a good thing. It's usually messed up. Okay, so he talks very strongly about preparing and making sure you come.
Okay. Why is it feeling pleased that this din is only on Shabbat day and not Monday?
I don't know.
The dates only have to help you on Shabbat day. Afternoon.
It's a good question. There's no indication here that it's Shabbos.
In the
Shulchan Aruch. Yes, he says if you do it Erev Shabbos, it's an Eitzah. But I don't see why. I mean, the Chi of Laning is a Chi of Laning. If the din is you have to prepare, I don't know. It's a good point. I have to do further research. I guess it is theoretically possible, although I didn't see it, that's for sure. When I prepared, I didn't see it. I'll do maybe further research. It is theoretically possible for someone to say that the hakfada I'm preparing is only for Shabbos, when if you miss a pasuk or if you mess up a word, so it's like chafal, you messed up. Hashem came Monday and Thursday. It's true, it's bad to mess up, and you can You can even end up making a bracha levatol if you mess up. If you've only read three psukim and you mess up one of the three psukim, and now you only read two psukim, so you made a bracha levatol. But maybe they only made the takana for the laning itself, which is only ma'akev on Shabbos. But I tell you, I went through the achronim on the sieve, and no one says that.
It's also much longer.
That is.
The Shabbos laning is really long. It's easy to mess up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But it's also, it's the only one that's ma'akev, really, so to speak. Like, you don't have to lane over if you mess up Monday or Thursday. What? No, that, it does. L'chayr, it does. In other words, when Ari Stern comes over to me and says, will you lane by mincha, I should answer him, I didn't prepare. I usually chaperein and prepare. I don't know if I do it twice, though. Maybe I do it twice. Twice is not that hard. Because when you prepare once, almost like you didn't prepare at all. Like, you have to do it at least twice. Naturally, I'm saying. Naturally, you prepare twice. But to say, oh, kiseitse, I don't have to prepare that, which I almost said. I did say it, in fact, to myself. But then Hashem saved me, and Beth Kaplan showed up. But I would have said, I don't have to prepare kiseitse. You know kiseitse. That's almost what you're not allowed to do. So we have a suffix here. Maybe it's only Shabbos, although I see no indication of that in the Achronim. But maybe we're only so machmir on Shabbos. And again, there's no eitzah during the week. During the week, there's no eitzah. But you don't have that much to prepare, really. So if you think you're going to get an aliyah, you think you can, you know, you can prepare. I don't know what to say. It's halacha l'maaseh. It's not... Tzorichin. What we say in such cases is Tzorichin. Ha'olam lo nagu lahakpid al zeh. That's really, it's true. I'll do more research. If the island is lo nagu lahakpid, then usually the Aruch HaShulchan comes to the rescue and says, you know, it's okay. If it's nowadays when we have a Baal Korei, so you don't have to worry so much about it. It is only lechatchila. It's mitzvah min hamuvchar. So you could say we choose to not do the mitzvah min hamuvchar. Yeah, I'm talking about Monday and Thursday, every Ola. That's what I'm talking about. This one was Valkari always prepares. I'm not saying Valkari prepares. It could be his preparation for Mincha Shabbos helps him Monday, Thursday. You don't have to always prepare every day. That doesn't say. Taka, that's another good shiloh that I don't know the answer to offhand. At one point, you have to prepare again. How about if you prepare for Monday, you have to prepare again for Thursday? From Friday afternoon to Shabbos. What about from Monday to Thursday? Okay, so at what point is a point ever reached where you don't have to prepare anymore? Next year.
If reading it the first time, Shabbos missed, I count as preparing it one time for Monday.
No, the preparing is with the... Okay, Siv Beis. Misheni Odea Likros. So we have a few statements in Sivala, but I'll try to do some reading. Misheni Odea Likros. Someone who can't read. He can't read from the Sefer Torah, it means. Tzorach Limchos Biyodah Shlo Yalo the Sefer Torah. You should not get an Aliyah, the Machaber of Paschim. Then Tzrichim Luzeh Sheni Odea Likros, but if he's like a key person, let's say he's a Kohen or a Levi, then Shemacher Zulasso. So then, if he could repeat it after the Chazan, then it's okay, b'di'evit, if he has to get the Aliyah because there's no other Kohen and Levi, then b'di'evit he could repeat it after the Chazan. But he's still reading it mitol chatzav. He's not reading it by heart. He's reading it mitol chatzav. He's just repeating it after the Chazan. As I told you before, a few minutes ago, that's the b'di'evit. But really, you have to be able to read it. If you're just repeating it after the chazan, mimic, you know, copying him, then you're not really reading it mitol chatzav. And you're not supposed to do that unless it's an emergency situation. The imlav lo yale. If you can't even do that, if you can't even read it from the chatzav, then you can't get an aliyah. But to the rescue is the Ramah, In the next sif, who's going to say this man is there, we just let people get away with murder, and we let them repeat after the chazan, even if they're not reading really b'toch haksa. That's what the Ramah's going to say tomorrow. But you have to read it. And things went from bad to worse. And we give aliyahs to people who don't say anything at all, which is major leak shayla. But it's, you know, nowadays it's almost like Eis Vafis Lashem Eferet Torah Sefer. Heck of a lot of people would be very embarrassed if they would never get an aliyah. So that's an issue, though. It's a major issue. Okay. After Naira, play this Halvavos, 10 minutes.